You have certainly heard that Padre Pio had many encounters with demons. Well, in today's video, we delve into one of these encounters with the demonic as recounted by Padre Pio himself. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio of Pretlucina, Everybody's Cyrenian, by Alessandro da Ripabottoni. Within its pages, Father Alessandro shares a testimony given by Padre Pio during his time as a seminarian. This strange and intriguing story takes us back to a summer night in 1905, as Padre Pio recalls his experiences. I was studying philosophy in San Elia Appianisi at the time. My cell, located second to the last in the corridor, ran along the back of the church. It stood at the same level as the niche of the Immaculate Conception, which gracefully overlooked the front of the high altar. One summer night, I had the window and the door of my cell open because of the intense heat. After reciting the matins, I heard noises that seemed to come from the cell next to mine. I wondered, what could Brother Athanasius be doing at this late hour? Believing that he was awake for prayer, I began to recite the rosary. In fact, there was a competition between us to see who could pray the most, and I didn't want to fall behind. However, as these noises continued even more persistently, I decided to call my friend. At the same time, a very strong smell of sulfur could be felt. I leaned out the window to call him. Brother Athanasius's window and mine were so close that we could exchange books and other objects simply by stretching our arms. Brother Athanasius, Brother Athanasius, I tried to call him without raising my voice too much. As I received no response, I withdrew back inside. But then, terrified, I saw a huge dog breathing smoke enter through the door. I fell backward on the bed and heard him say, "It's him." While I was in that position, I saw that ugly animal leap onto the windowsill, from where it jumped onto the roof on the other side of the street, and then disappeared. End of testimony. I find it intriguing how the devil often appeared to Padre Pio in the form of a large, ugly dog. It reminds me of something from Gabriel Amor's book, An Exorcist Tells His Story, where he writes, "The devil can also possess animals. This is a rare occurrence, but it does happen. I have seen it happen to dogs and cats. The devil can also possess things, houses, for example." Now, it shouldn't come as a surprise, really, when you consider the gospel accounts of Jesus sending demons into the swine. Whether the dog in the story was an infested animal or simply a demon taking the form of a dog remains uncertain. Nevertheless, I find it fascinating because it vividly portrays the sinister nature of demons and their intent to provoke fear and distract us. It makes me wonder about the depths of their malevolent tactics. But let's go back to Padre Pio's story. There's an interesting parallel here with something found in the Gospels, which some of you may have noticed. Just as demons recognized Jesus as the Son of God well before many others had the chance to witness his miracles, it's truly remarkable that the demon in Padre Pio's encounter already knew who Padre Pio was, even before the countless miracles that would later surround him. In Mark, a man possessed by a demon in the synagogue exclaimed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And in Matthew, when Jesus encounters two demon-possessed men, they cry out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" These instances clearly show that demons, with their supernatural knowledge, recognized Jesus' divine identity and understood his authority over them. So could it be that the demon Padre Pio encountered in 1905 somehow knew about his future significance for the salvation of souls? It certainly seems that way to me. When it comes to protecting ourselves from the devil and his influence, there are powerful tools at our disposal. For example, the devil despises holy water, a sacramental that carries the blessings and protection of the church. Furthermore, another weapon against the devil is the Hail Mary. Reciting the Hail Mary with faith and devotion strengthens our connection with the divine and fortifies us against the temptations and attacks of the enemy. And now, I invite you to join me in a prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. And thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.